to the Fresno County Local Agency Formation Commission hearing. I believe typically we have agendas in the rear, if you're interested in one of those. And with that, we will begin. And so, Madam Clerk, can you ask for a roll call?
Let the record reflect that Commissioner Magsig and Chair Martinez will not be in attendance this afternoon. Commissioner Mendez.
I'm here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Chair Santoyo.
Here. All right. With that, Danny, you want to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
Sure.
Okay.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right. Does the commissioners have anything that we want to add to the agenda? Okay, not seeing anything, then we will move forward. So at this point, we are accepting comments from the public on any item that is not on the agenda. If you decide to come up to the podium, we would like to have your name, your address, and then keep your comments down to, I think it's 3 minutes or so. So I will go ahead and open it up to the public in case there's anybody that'd like to come to the podium. All right, not seeing a big crowd going to the podium, we're going to continue. All right, potential conflict of interest. Commissioners, anything from you guys? All right, then we'll continue. So we go to the consent agenda. do you want to reflect on what's on there, or do we just go for? Let me back up. Okay, is there anything on the consent agenda the commissioners would like to take off? Okay, so we're
just
okay, and. I guess with that, we should be able to entertain a motion, or should we ask the public?
Unless the public has any requests, yeah.
All right. So I'll go ahead and ask the public if there's anything on
1:31 p.m.
If there's anything on the consent agenda that you would like to see changed. If so, please come to the podium and provide that insight to us. Nope. Same crowd. So we'll continue moving forward. So now I will entertain
Second.
All right, so we got a motion, we got a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we will continue moving forward. So the next item on the agenda is consideration for approval, and this is the Selma North reorganization. So I'm going to go to staff first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and the Commission. At the June 10th LAFCO hearing, staff was ready to present the Selma North reorganization project, which would have annexed 181.69 acres into the City of Selma and Selma-Kingsburg-Fowler Sanitation District. However, on June 5th, staff received a written request from the Interim Community Development Director to table this item to a future date. During the June hearing, staff asked the Commission to table this item for 1 month to allow all three agencies to work on an alternative boundary. A proposed boundary was presented to the Selma City Council on June 16th that removed the residents who did not want to be annexed to remain in the county. However, this map creates a county island and two non-contiguous annexation areas. LAFCO reached out to the county staff the following day to see if they were aware of this new boundary. The county raised some concerns that needed to be addressed before their staff could agree on this alternative boundary. Since then, Selma County and LAFCO staff have met on several occasions to work on a new boundary that all three agencies would support. On June 29th, LAFCO staff reached out via email to the City of Selma and County to find out if a new boundary was agreed upon, but a new boundary had not been agreed upon. On Monday, July 6th, all three agencies met in person one last time to see if a new boundary could be agreed upon. During that meeting, alternatives were proposed, but nothing was solidified. Yesterday, all three agencies had a quick conference call And during that call, it was discussed that this project be tabled to an uncertain date so the city of Selma could present to the commission a new boundary that all three agencies would support. At this time, staff is recommending to table this item to a date uncertain, which would require a new public hearing notice be issued. Staff, as well as representatives from the city of Selma and county, are in attendance to answer any future questions. This concludes staff presentation.
Thank you. All right, before we go to the public for some comments, is there any questions that any of the commissioners want to ask staff?
I'll ask some after the
Okay. comment. All right, so let's go ahead and open it up for the public to provide some input on this issue. And so, again, if you're going to come up, give us your name, your address, and limit your comments.
Good afternoon, Ms. Vaughn. Okay, good. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I'm Jeff Roberts. I'm a consultant here in Fresno, and I'm working with a company called Vice. The principal is Ken Vang, and Ken is in the audience here today if you have specific questions of Ken. I want to thank the staff members that have worked on this project, your LAFCO staff members, the county staff members, and the city of Selma staff members. There's been a lot of, I'll say, extra work has gone into this proposal, and I think it's been worth it, but we're maybe a little bit closer than we were before. Our position, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, is that we've worked very hard to come up with a boundary that we think meets the intent or the support of just about everybody. It was taken to the Selma City Council on the 16th of June. The alternative boundary was approved unanimously by the city. And it does create, as staff has said here, an island and a disconnected east and west side. It was a unanimous decision. We were in the audience, we testified, and we were in support of that unanimous decision. At your last LAFCO hearing, there were some questions raised, even though it was continued, about the amount of land that's being farmed in the area. I was asked to estimate how much, and I overestimated. I said it was between 45 and 50% of the 181 acres, and I was way high. The actual number is about 39% of the entire area. And if you take the different boundary that was proposed and supported by City Council, it's about 32% of the entire area. There just isn't as much farmland being actively farmed as we might have thought there was. So I wanted to correct that record or that statement. So the hearing was continued to today. And the way we see it as the applicant is that you have several options before you. You have the obviously the option to take your staff recommendation and table the item to a different date. I believe you have the option to approve the project as proposed by the City Council, the entire project, and create an island if you so wish. But there's also probably a middle ground that this commission could look at. That would be taking the area east of McCall Avenue, where there is no protest, and then table the area to the west and work on the specific issues there. I'm aware that there are some right-of-way issues that the county would like to see resolved before that comes back to you if it can't be done today. So we are obviously open to approval of the entire project or an alternative, and we would like to see you take that action. I have specific numbers about acreages of ag if you're interested. If not, I'll just save those if there's questions. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Before you leave, is it, Buddy, you have a question?
Yeah. Now, what you're saying is even different than would it still have that county island in it?
Yeah.
No. If you took the area just east of McCall,
call
just that area, which is about 105 acres, there would be no island created.
Yeah.
The island. The potential island sits west of McCall.
Yeah. So then would the city of Selma have to act on it again, or they actually approved the whole thing? So
they've actually approved it, and the city is here. You have two representatives from the city here that can comment on that. So.
No, I personally don't see why we couldn't do that. I mean,
well,
And I don't know if, because I don't think, I think that actually fits the MOU that the county has with the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that right, Bernard?
I can speak to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have the county speak on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bernard Jimenez, Department of Public Works and Planning, Fresno County. So we would not be opposed to what Jeff has proposed. However, there is the issue of the existing right-of-way west of, along Dinuba Avenue, west of McCall. And so our concern is that that intersection at McCall and Dinuba, which would be resolved with the annexation of the entire area, would be resolved because all that intersection would be in the city. And the city has, I believe, a pending signalization project at that intersection. So what we don't want to do is leave remnants of county right-of-way, especially where there's a pending city project. So the county would support what was proposed, just the eastern part, provided, however, that the city either annexes or accepts or acquires that remaining segment of right-of-way along Dinuba Avenue west of McCall Avenue.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you have any questions for Bernard?
No, I mean, I'm for both the east and to meet the county requirement.
Yeah.
That would take care of that, and the signalization can go through. I have that same issue in Fowler.
Yeah.
Half of the road is owned by the city, the other half is owned by the county.
And they need to, and you know the
trail. Repairs are tough. We're breaking tires on one side, not the
other. Yeah, you got to take it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we
go. If I may clarify quickly, Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if the commission were to entertain that alternative, as far as the right-of-way that Bernard mentioned, annexing it would also create the island, so it had to be the other alternative mentioned of the city accepting the responsibility for maintenance and the right-of-way for that. So just
the city would have to accept that condition.
So just to clarify, it wouldn't.
Or
wouldn't
it comes back again.
Yeah, it wouldn't be through annexation or else we're kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, before we ask any more questions, let's continue. Any comments from the public?
Good afternoon, Bonique Emerson. I'm the Interim Community Development Director for the City of Selma. So we, as mentioned in the staff presentation, City Council did move forward this modified boundary. We have had discussions with the county, Bernard in particular, about whether or not this proposed boundary would comply with the MOU because it does create an island. In our discussions, generally, the county is agreeable to this proposed alternative as long as the city agrees to the right-of-way. And also, there's some additional right-of-way that would be conditioned that's further down west of this project area along Dinuba, and the city would agree to also bring in that right-of-way or take responsibility for that right-of-way if the county agrees to this modified boundary, which it sounds like they are agreeable to. So we were hoping to have this matter be decided today, but we do understand that LAFCO staff has some concerns about creating the island. But again, we've discussed that with the county, and the city and county are generally in agreement with this revised boundary that creates the island, subject to acquiring additional or taking responsibility for additional right-of-way along this segment and also further down west. There's about a 650-foot segment that's west of this area that the city would also agree to take responsibility for. So that was, you know, we came to an agreement within the last couple of days. If I'm here to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions?
No, I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll continue public input. Anybody else want to provide some input?
Good afternoon. My name is Sonia Schaefer, and I'm talking on behalf of my father, Britton Schaefer, who medically cannot do this kind of stuff. He is part of the area where there would be an island. He does not want an island. He does not want to be part of the city. He wants to stay county. Now, talking about this, there's talk about what was just said in here today, everything west of McCall, that would be the change. But then it kind of goes back and forth. Well, let's do this new assignment as far as the boundaries, creating an island. We don't want an island. We're with LAFCO. They said no islands. You know, we don't want that. When we were initially approached, we were told that we would need the majority of the vote if we did not want to go into the city. We have achieved that. We got the majority of the vote. It is over 63%. So technically, it should be a no as far as the annexation on the east side of McCall. That's the one that I'm discussing, okay, on Dinuba, east of McCall. So we've achieved that no vote. We've gotten that. At the Selma City Council, the mayor spoke, well, change is inevitable. We have to accept change, and this is what we want to do. And they proposed the new boundaries. Well, yes, change is inevitable, but we don't have to go with the speed of change. We know that. And it is the wishes of the majority of the vote that we are not annexed and that we do not become an island. We don't want that either. We want to stay county in that area. Okay. Is any questions on the area that I'm talking? I'm talking about the east side of McCall.
Do you mind if I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So just to clarify, if you were to be in an island, that means you would remain in county jurisdiction.
That is correct. But if we are an island, that means that we don't have a vote. We don't have a say on city things, and city things would be completely all around us. So we would be silenced, basically.
Yeah. So unfortunately, the only way to participate in a city vote, you know, elections, stuff like that, you would have to be a city resident.
And part of the problem with going into the annexation is not only the financial burden, but the emotional side of not wanting to be in the city. I mean, those properties were bought for a reason. My dad lived in the city. He moved outside of the city for a reason, and it's to get what he needed to be healthy. So if you make us an island, there is still going to be a projected 1,000 homes, all of this, the traffic going in and out of our driveways, which is already an issue, is just going to be worse. So making us an island is not going to fix that structure. Making us an island is basically going to silence it. And that's kind of where we're at. That's why we are emotional about it, because we have the human factor. We are not about boundaries and lines. My father, it's not about that. It's about buying that property so he can have peace and quiet and not a lot of traffic, not a lot of people for his health. That's why we are passionate about it, let alone the infrastructure, all of that kind of stuff, and bringing traffic. 4th of July just happened. It took 45 minutes to get into my dad's property because of traffic. 45 minutes after the 4th of July fireworks. Making us an island is not going to alleviate those problems. It's only going to silence our vote. Thank you.
Thank you. No questions for her?
Do you
have a question?
Question for Bernard.
Yeah.
Am I confused here? The way it sounded, the new plan or latest won't create an island?
Correct. What I'm understanding is Jeff's proposal is to annex everything east of McCall Avenue. So those areas that are being highlighted. So everything west of McCall would remain as is for now.
Yeah.
Unless and until the city came back with a proposal to annex those areas.
Yeah, so which that has the voters that say they don't want to be.
Correct. That's my understanding, is those folks are opposed.
Yeah. So we're not talking about creating an island.
What Jeff has proposed would not create an island.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. And I just want to also maybe clarify a comment that was made by the city representative. So in terms of consistency with the MOU, that was dealt with the original proposal. Everything that was proposed to be annexed, we made a determination, the county did, that that annexation was consistent with the MOU. Obviously, if a project came to us that proposed to create an island, we could not find that consistent.
Right.
However, what we cleared came to your body, and you obviously have the discretion to modify those boundaries. LAFCO is not party to the city-county MOU, so our position has been that whatever LAFCO decides, that's obviously within your purview to decide.
Right.
It doesn't raise the issue of consistency with the MOU, because I can tell you that
right,
creation of an island does not.
The city,
correct.
The county, that's yeah. A separate issue.
Correct.
Right. So you're saying it does not, so the people on the left, my left,
yep.
Is where we're not including that.
That's correct. That my understanding, that would not be in anything, again, west of McCall would not be included in the proposed annexation. And I agree with.
But Bernard, you said something that was, I think, yeah. Is important that we yeah. Understand. That's on the basis that the developer doesn't come back later and repropose going back to the original plan. And that's my problem.
Yeah, and it would be the city proposing the annexation on the west side of McCall.
Right, so we're not really putting complete closure to this. If we were putting complete closure to this, that's one matter.
No, there's always a way to open it back up, but, I mean, it's temporarily closed.
It is closed. If they come back with the same thing, it's got the same outcome.
Same thing again.
It's insanity. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Any more questions for Bernard?
Yeah, and my last comment was just concurring with Brian that, yes, annexation of the right-of-way, I misspoke. We did offer a condition about the city accepting or acquiring that right-of-way without having to annex it. So
okay.
We would ask that if your commission is wanting to go forward with that, what was being proposed by Jeff, that we include that as a condition of the annexation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
thanks,
Bernard.
Bernard.
All right. Anybody else from the public want to provide input?
Yes, I'm Gladys Griffith, 9885 East Dinuba, Selma, California. And I am one of the people on the south side, south of Dinuba, right there. And I don't know if you're as confused about all of this as I am, but if there is an actual proposal, why aren't we seeing what that proposal is? Why are we seeing this one? This one we've already had enough votes to reject. And now we have a proposal that we can't see. We don't really know what it is. It would be, we'd have to do this and we'd have to do that. I don't understand that. We definitely do not want to be an island. I do not think the county could service us with ambulance service, with fire protection and so forth, if we are confined in a little island, because it is a tiny island when you consider a big area. And another thing that I'm really confused about, we were told originally it would be about 150 acres. Then we were added 20, so it was about 170. Now all of a sudden it's up to 180. Where did all these acres come from? I don't understand that. The traffic is an issue, definitely. And annexing what I'm guessing is proposed, but what I haven't seen yet, just east of McCall, that's not going to alleviate traffic conditions. I don't know. I don't understand why it's not in black and white, why it's not really clear for us. This is what we're going to do. And I also don't understand why the votes of the people who are there are silenced. The whole idea was, this is a good annexation, let's do it. And then all of a sudden, because we opposed it, it was not such a good idea. Changing the boundaries just to get rid of the voters seems like a bad term called gerrymandering to me. And I'd hate to see that happening in the county of Selma, let alone the city of Selma. I just don't understand. It should be, this is what we propose. No, yes. That should be that simple. Why do we have to keep changing it?
Okay, thank you. I think I'm going to go ahead and close the public comment. I think we probably, we got one last one. Okay, this is the last one. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give us your name and your address.
Thank you. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Allison Ying Bauer, and my family's property is located at 9791 South McCall, APN 358120-35. We are on the east where the dot is. I'm on the west side of McCall.
Okay.
At the top where he highlighted it. Mm-hmm. Our 20-acre parcel lies within the proposed boundary adjustments for the Selma North Organization project. My family has owned this land for more than 60 years. I grew up on this property, and my sister continues to live in the home located there today. My late father began discussing annexation into the Selma city limits as early as 1972, believing that alignment with the city would support the long-term stability and future of our land. Our family has been a part of Selma's agricultural and community fabric for decades, including my father, who practiced dentistry in Selma for 57 years. And annexation reflects our continued commitment to the area. Last year, I submitted letters and provided public comment to the Selma City Council outlining the many benefits of annexation. Our family values our longstanding connection to the Selma community and welcomes the opportunity to gain improved access to the city's services and infrastructure. For these reasons, I respectfully urge the Fresno LAFCO to approve the Selma North reorganization and include our property within the proposed boundaries as requested. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Any questions for her?
No.
All right.
There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, there's clearly that.
Because we're not talking about doing the what's on the left-hand side from where I'm sitting, that area right. We're not – that's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Are we bringing it back?
Wait, is it done? I mean, we're using some pretty definitive terms here. And see, I don't know – I don't have that comfort level that we're done. And what I don't want to be doing is piecemealing something just because we're in a hurry to do something. And I have difficulty with us, in a limited way, taking a position that's inconsistent with the battle that we fought about no islands. I was there. It was a battle. And I don't want to easily change that with, even though maybe it's not right on the table right now, we haven't eliminated that for the future. So I think there's a lot of, you know, input.
Yeah, but there's no islands.
No.
No island.
I get it. What I'm thinking here, though, is that, you know, what we have is we have a proposal. Doesn't include the island right now, but my suspect is that we probably, once we approve this, somebody's going to be knocking on our door again, and then we're going to be talking about an island. And I don't want that. So at least I don't, because I remember the fight we did on the islands. We don't want to be going inconsistent with our no island matter, and I think that they haven't flushed out enough collectively to come up with something that everybody can live with. There is a proposal out there that is going to provide some additional stuff, or they're willing to do some additional stuff. Well, that should have been the proposal coming in with all that flushed out. So it just seems to me that we're much better off having the full complement of the commissioners if we're going to be doing something along these lines. And that, you know, so I'm just letting you guys know I'm not going to do something without the full complement of the commissioners, because I have concerns.
And I get those concerns, but we've had projects before us a couple of months back. I don't remember the map, and I was talking about it right now. But we had those six houses where they left them alone off the 99 to the left, I think it was. But it came back multiple iterations. If we say yes today, that doesn't mean we're saying yes to that one down the road. It'll come back in its own form, and if it doesn't confine, then it doesn't happen. But at least this allows the developer to at least go out and start building homes.
Brian, what is the downside to deferring this until we have for the next meeting when we have all the commissioners? What's the downside on this thing?
Well, I don't know that we can even guarantee that all of the wrinkles will be ironed out before the next meeting. It might be 2 or 3 months. I can't guarantee that. We would have to reissue a public hearing notice once all the agencies are agreeable to a new proposed alternative boundary. Now, just looking at it, I mean, we have a feel from the members of the public here about, you know, okay, we would need on the west side of McCall, we would need to bring that in. They would have expressed today protest any attempt at that. So whether we separate this out and come back to that later on, that's always going to be the main point of contention of trying to get over that hill of figuring out what to do about island or no island. So really, I mean, there's not that much harm in waiting. There's not that much harm in taking a proposal for the eastern portion. I do have a question for the city of Selma to clarify if that is something the commission wants to consider today. Otherwise, I can cross that bridge with the city and the county as we discuss a new proposed boundary while we wait.
Okay.
For me, I'd like to clarify with the city, and I think it's about the right-of-way, right?
It is about the right-of-way, yeah.
Good afternoon again. I can speak to what council decided a few weeks ago, which the city's preference was to bring in the whole area minus those parcels that were protests were received, which is the map here. If there we're still in the process of trying to figure out how to bring in the west side with this annexation. So if it's going to be a no for the west side, the city's position right now is to continue the item so we can have further discussion.
Yeah.
Rather than make a decision
what
today.
What you're saying is you want to continue the item, even if we took the west side off, you want to continue the item.
I think what I heard is that there's still some more to be worked out, and continuing this gives them a little more opportunity to work that out rather than us taking a position today. That's the way I'm interpreting.
Yeah, and I can't speak on behalf of council to say whether or not they would be in favor of just the east side. I know that there was a consensus of bringing in as much as possible, so, and removing those potential, the parcels that are shown here. We do have a multiple family housing project on the west side that's in process that the city would like to move forward. And without this, with the larger area, we have a better chance of bringing the whole area if we separate it out. You know, the city might be open to just the east side, but at this point, I don't want to speak on behalf of council and make that decision.
So
today.
You want a firm decision by your council saying they're okay with
just the east side.
East side, because yes. I mean, it's kind of captain obvious. They ain't gonna get the west side
unless there was a path forward with just the west side alone. Right now, and I don't see that.
Well, listen to what people had to say. I'd say that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, you had a good shot at it right now.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. If there is LAFCO board will not approve an island under any circumstance, if that's the case, then the east side is all we can do, then the east side is all we can do. I'll put it that way.
And I have to answer the question that he's about to ask.
So if the commission were to consider taking only the east side portion, Bernard was still mentioning the point of cleaning up the right-of-way that had been discussed previously. Would losing out on the west side portion of that affect the city's stance as to being able to accommodate taking in that right-of-way?
We're talking about just the right-of-way around the single intersection? Further west property, that probably would be off the table, but I think the city would be in favor of taking ownership over the intersection here at Dinuba and McCall, or responsibility, sorry, because we do have a signal project that is proposed for that intersection.
So I guess my overall question for the city and for the county is, if the commission is to consider just the eastern portion, what types of conditions of approval would you request for the commission to add in addition to the typical staff recommendations?
Yeah, so if the commission is only going to act on the east side, the county would only be interested in that segment along that intersection there. That further west, we're not worried about that. We can pick that up later when we deal with the west side of Bacall. But it would just be to close that gap right there that exists, that would exist without annexation. So basically right there, all the way up to the existing city limits, we would look for the city to pick up responsibility for maintenance of that segment.
Okay. So for the commission, if you are to entertain approval of just the eastern portion of what's shown on the map here, the condition of approval to be added from staff will be recommended to include taking care of all the additional right-of-way, which would not be done through annexation. So they would need to sort that out on their own,
right,
and provide proof to us that they checked that box. And then just to further clarify with the city, that the city's on board with that proposed condition as well, of only the right-of-way along would be McCall and Dinuba, and not the farther portion of Dinuba that was referenced earlier. Sorry to keep, you're getting your steps in today, at least, yeah.
So are we talking about that whole stretch there or just the intersection?
I think Bernard, you said the whole, sorry, I was discussing. I think everything that would have been included in the annexation is what he's asking for.
Correct. It's not just the intersection. It would be the entire segment, because what we don't want to do is end up with, you know, city, county, city. We want all that to be under the jurisdiction of the city, or at least under the maintenance. You're going to need that, you know, obviously you need the intersection for your signalization project, but you have transitions that would go back. So it's going to go beyond just the intersection.
So I'm going to say, speak on behalf of the city and say yes, that we would agree to that.
Okay.
What you're saying, Bernard, is that'd be typical of things we've done with the city of Fresno.
Fresno, Clovis, other cities.
But they
correct.
Had to improve the road.
Right, right. Because it's, you know, the need for the improvement of the road is not being driven by unincorporated development. It's
right.
being driven by the city development. So we want to ensure that they're taking responsibility for any of those improvements.
Right. Because we've had a lot of these leftover deals.
A lot. It has created problems.
Straighten them up as...
Yeah,
there was more annexations. Even if they didn't actually annex that,
correct.
They had to do the roads.
And just to help set the table for any future proposal, those types of improvements would help check the box of some of the public members' concerns of traffic and safety in that area. If the city has control over it and is able to make those improvements, that can help alleviate.
Well, they'll end up with a better road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So where are we at, Mario?
Are we back here now so that we can?
Yes. Okay. Let me just tell you guys. I don't see a reason why we're trying to rush this without the other commissioners. I think there is so much unfinished business out there that people are trying to work out, and they're finding solutions. But we're trying to do something in such a rush that it would have been better had a complete proposal come in with all the details, instead of us trying to patch it together in a hurry. I just don't see that being of value. I asked the question, is there a downside to deferring it, giving folks a little more time? Because I also interpreted, and I might have misinterpreted, that City of Selma could use a little more time to think out more of the global solution for the future rather than making a decision right now. So. Again, I don't understand why we would be in a rush to make this kind of approval. So I for one, I'm not in no hurry to approve it. I'd rather see our commissioners here give them an opportunity to put a more comprehensive package that to come to us so that we're dealing with it, one, rather than trying to patch everything together.
And, Chair, if you don't mind, one more question that literally just occurred to me as you were reiterating your point. The City of Selma, none of these parcels have subdivision maps that are in danger of expiring, correct? We're not running up against any?
There is one map on the east side of McCall that expires April of 2027.
Oh, that's 27.
Okay, so there's still time on the clock to get that sorted out.
I mean, that's less than a year for a final map and improvement plan. It's a lot. So that one would be a bit at risk. So, but hopefully we can, if we continue this item, we can work through that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What kind of time do you think would be appropriate for the city to have to see if you guys can come with a broader solution than just this limited solution? What do you think you would need?
I would ask for at least 2 months. 1 month is not enough time to figure it out, possibly get buy-in from our council. I think 2 months would be sufficient time.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
If it means you have to create an island and that's off the table and you're not going to get the west side, do you still think you're going to get it done in 2 months?
So that's what I was saying. If the island is completely off the table, as in as a policy call, LAFCO board would never consider it, then we're in a position where there's really nothing we can take except for a single parcel on the west side. The rest
That's
would all
at.
Create an island.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put the city of Selma back against the wall. I don't want to force us making a decision on something that's not complete. And I don't want to be doing something without our other commissioners here in agreement with that. So I can just tell you from my end, I'm in no hurry.
To me, I think we're complete because they're not going to get the other side.
Yeah.
Well, we're assuming
that's complete.
That.
No, it's not an assumption. She understands that.
Well, she just
said she's only going to get one parcel in.
We've got two other commissioners here that we cannot conclude their positions.
The only thing we can do with them
that's
is create an island, and we're not going to create an island.
You're this assuming is, that other commissioners aren't open to that. I don't want to be assuming
are you?
Anything.
I'm not. Are you?
No.
So unless you're for it and you think you can get two more guys that are going to get an island.
Danny, I don't understand why you're in such a big hurry to push this through.
I'm like, you're not going to get any better.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. If this gets delayed, say 1 month, okay, it can't come back as an item of just the east side. Is that right or wrong? And be back here a month from now at the next meeting.
They have the opportunity to bring back just the east side.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Sorry, yes, they can bring back just the, if all the agencies
yeah.
speak about this and figure out only the east side makes the most sense, they can certainly bring that back as their, this was their.
I'm more now concerned about noticing, you gotta do this and that, and it's gonna.
Yeah, we would have to re-notice. It's maybe a couple $100 and a month in, you know, time burned. But yeah, this was the proposed alternative they came up with. If we all have a different one that only includes the east side, we can come back with that as well. It's not like it's off the table
yeah.
as an option next month or whatever month we come back.
I guess where I'm going, buddy, is I want to give the city of Selma an opportunity to figure out, the best possible solution that they can do. And they can only do that with a little more time. I want to make sure that all the issues that Bernard has and others, those details are worked out. They're part of a proposal that's coming to us rather than us trying to patch it together right now. And I'd rather see us have all our commissions, if we're going to talk about anything that's different than what our policies have been. So that's going to be my position. But I'll do whatever the commission wants to do.
I have a question for the attorney. Normally we have five folks, that takes a majority of three. So if we only have three, do all three have to vote yes? We can't take a majority
yes.
of the
Normally
four.
An approval requires a majority of the board, which would be three. And I've been looking through your policy because I've anticipated this question. I don't see anything different in your policies than that normal practice.
So as it stands, if we were 2-1, it still wouldn't pass.
You'd need three votes.
Yeah, so let's continue it.
Yeah. So,
and one more thing.
I mean, we're
beating the hell out of this dead horse, but I think the other two board members, I don't feel bad that they're not here. That was their decision not to be here.
I agree.
I didn't start my day here.
Neither.
I'm here.
Neither did I. But again, I just feel, I don't feel comfortable without giving people full opportunity to work something out and come back with something complete rather than us being in a hurry. If I was told that delaying this was going to cause grief, but that's not what I got told, then I would have to reconsider. There's more potential benefit for a delay than there is a downside. So I guess
And I think just the public needs to understand that the other side, we're not even going to consider it, the other side. That's a dead issue. You guys voted no, that's a dead issue.
Okay.
That ain't going to happen.
All right. So to continue it, do we need a motion for that or just give direction to staff to continue it?
Need a motion to continue.
Okay.
If you don't have a date certain, it'll be re-noted.
All right. So
I'll make the motion, but as soon as possible.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Okay. Apologize for the length of that discussion. So we'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is going to be executive officer contract findings and recommendation. All right. We'll wait for the... public too.
I thought they all came here to talk
to
about
hear about your
nice to be wild.
Yeah.
No, you're okay. All right. Okay, so we had a subcommittee of consisting both of the chairman and vice chairman, that being Victor and myself. We had an opportunity to meet with Brian, gave him the performance evaluation, and then we had an opportunity to review some of the survey information we had asked Brian to conduct to look at similar type positions and responsibilities to help assist us in coming up with a fair recommendation to the commission. Part of the evaluation was a focus on, in particular, Kern County, which has a lot of similarities to the position here in our county and the number of entities and so forth. So I'm not going to go into the details of that, other than to say that what we would have normally done as a 5%, as in the past. We felt that it was appropriate for us to come back to the commission and recommend an 8% to Brian. There's more work to be done. I don't want to be thinking that 8% is going to take care of all the business, but we felt that that was a good positive step towards finding a situation where we're not inconsistent with others in same positions and so forth. And I think... And based on our evaluation, I think we all feel strongly that Brian does a good job, and we certainly would want to see him continue that post. And so basically, our recommendation is an 8% adjustment to his salary. No other changes, just that for this time, and we'll revisit everything next year. So
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, so Danny made a motion. Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so passed. Congratulations, Brian. With that, I think we are going to go to executive officer comments.
I had two versions ready of whether or not you approved that last item. I'll go the nicer
short
version.
One, huh?
Yeah. Now, taking a look at our August hearing, that sounds weird to say already, but our August hearing. Consent calendar has our typical minutes. We are looking to bring back our financial accounting procedures to update those, and we're anticipating a Kerman annexation to be on our consent calendar. Our regular agenda item, we're hoping to have ready our MSR to help catch us up on that list for a wastewater district, wastewater? Waterworks district, thank you. 41, their municipal service review should be ready next month. Your May financials are available in case you have any questions. We did have two extension of services by the City of Fresno, both of them in their sphere, both of them sewer only. One of them was in District 5 and the other one was in District 1. And they were all notified adequately. In case you have any questions, I'm happy to answer those for those service extensions. Our audit is underway. We're hoping to have that ready for the commission soon. And I think last time we did introduce, we did introduce Sydney, but Cameron and Hermione are also here today just to say hello. It's their first time staying with us for the whole ride of a hearing. So we just want to welcome them to our team. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Brian, Buddy, Danny?
Nope.
Okay, all right. I am curious, how did the other version go? No, I'm just
I quit.
All right. Any comments by the commissioners?
My arm hurt beating a dead horse.
No comment.
All right. If there's no comments there, then I'm open to a motion. All right.
Second.
Okay. A motion, a second. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Yeah.
Hold on to that.